My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back. The Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're live in their downtown D.C. studios. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, you can visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Hopefully, we're joined shortly by Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders. I believe he's joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Good. How about yourself? Appreciate you guys having me again.
Doing well. Jonathan Allen is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
So, Jonathan, congratulations, first of all. That had to be I don't know how you felt in the locker room. I mean, anytime you beat a division opponent, you got to be excited. I saw Peters and Quinn, everybody pumped up.
I thought you were doing personal congratulations first.
Oh, okay, we could do that. We could do that. Congratulations.
The guy looks like he did a big photo shoot and everything for his announcement.
Congratulations on that. This is the first child, right?
Yeah, we're having the first one, so we're super excited.
Oh, now, awesome. Congrats, the photo shoot. Let me ask you about the photo shoot bit. I have a wife who likes to do those kind of photo shoots. Were you on board with that photo shoot announcement? Because that was clearly a professional photographer. Right?
I know he didn't coordinate it.
Right.
There's no chance that happened.
So I'm kind of known around the city as the grump when it comes to like media day because I just do not like taking photos. But you know, when your wife wants to take maternity photos, you really don't really have a choice.
Yeah,
and surprisingly enough, I actually did coordinate it.
Oh, this
did.
Is shocking news.
Oh, cakes.
Nice.
Always bet against cakes.
Wow, that is shocking. Okay, did you at least negotiate with the photographer about the rate, or did you just like accept whatever the rate was? How'd that go down?
So the photographer was Emily Fails, our team photographer. So I just asked her at the facility one day.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes, that's the way it should be done.
She took care of it.
Jonathan, what's the due date?
She will be here anywhere between 4 and 6 weeks. Due date is October 29th, but, you know, I think she'll be here a little early.
This is a very important and controversial question. Have you picked the name yet? Because
Say it.
No, of course he's not going to say it, but, I mean, people go back and forth about it. You never want to tell anybody what it is beforehand because then everybody's going to just say they don't like the name or that
name.
They'll
always say, oh, that's a nice one, but what about this?
Right.
You know, everyone
right.
has their suggestion.
Has the name been picked yet?
So we've had a name picked out for a while,
okay.
But we're not telling anybody.
Right.
That's the reason that you already stated. People, you know, they like to give their 2 cents. And I don't think it's malice behind it, but, you know.
Yeah, right.
As first-time parents, we just don't want to – we like our name, and, you know, that's the one we're going to stick by.
Very good.
The one thing
Will
nobody –
Will you actually put together the crib? Will you actually assemble the nursery, or do you farm that all out?
Oh, Nick Turner's going to do that.
That's true.
I'll be honest. I did about 50%. A lot of the furniture that we bought – when it came, they assembled it for us. So the crib was the one thing I did not have to assemble there. So that
Perfect.
Was awesome.
Thank
well
God.
Done.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Well, listen. Let's get back to the game. There, I want to just focus on that for a little bit. What were you feeling in the locker room? Because, you know, it's amazing to win, but in the back of your mind, you got to be thinking, man, we got to punch this in. We got to score some touchdowns, and you know, we're getting kind of gutted up the middle here on the run. What were your emotions like after the game?
You know, it's always good to have to learn a lesson after a win instead of after a loss. So the fact that we won a divisional game, that's going to be huge later in the season. So from that aspect, we're happy. A lot of things that we know we need to clean up, we don't feel like our game-breaking cleanups. It's just a little tweak here and there. Defensively, obviously, we just got to fit better in our gaps. I mean, too many times, one guy will jump out of a gap, and we're playing good defense, but then we'll just give up one play here, one play there, and it's just not consistent. And obviously, offensively, you got to put the ball in the end zone. You know, you get in the red zone 7 times, that's phenomenal. So we were able to move the ball, just little things here and there hold us back. So, you know, luckily we were able to, you know, still get out and get the win and didn't have to learn a very tough lesson, you know, this last game.
Defensively, Daniel Jones has been a problem for you guys. There wasn't consistent pressure in this game. I think he was hit just 4 times. Somebody tweeted this, and I don't know the answer. And they were like, well, if the strength of the defensive line is the interior with Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne, would they ever consider moving Jonathan Allen to the outside for a couple of downs? Is that something that you've done in the past, would be willing to do, like, or why is it not done?
I'll be willing to do it. I mean, I actually did it a couple times this game. And, you know, when you look at the Giants game, I don't know. Do you guys have the all 22? Are you guys able to see, like, the review copy, or do you only watch the TV copy?
Yeah, we're too cheap. Yeah. We just watch the game.
We're too
copy.
Lazy. Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, when you look at the Giants game plan, they came out and it was heavy max pro. I mean, and on some players, they only released 2 receivers. And in that situation, you're looking at 3 doubles across the board. And obviously, that wasn't all game. But, you know, they made it a point of emphasis. They're going to max pro. They're going to get the ball out super quick. They're going to try to do whatever they can to make sure they don't put them in a position to really be effective. And I think they did a good job doing that. Obviously, I'm always going to say we can be better and we're going to be better. But, I mean, that's just the chess match that's within the game, you know. They did a good job. They came out max pro, running the ball, make sure to try to keep the game from having to be in his hands at all times. You know, that was the game plan they chose. Yeah.
Well, can you explain what your guys' defensive game plan? Because I'm glad you mentioned the all-22, et cetera, because I was looking at the PFF grades just before you came on. And I'll be honest, when I watched the game, I go, oh, I remember John had an early play, and then I don't remember John's name being called. Or, you know, I'm not sophisticated enough to see all the doubles and all that. And then I look at PFF, and they got drawn 2-4 overall for the team defensively. Like, you guys ranked very high defensively, at least in terms of PFF's grades. And they felt like you did an excellent job, did your job. I don't know. Can you say, like, are you guys doing what you're supposed to be doing and the linebackers got to come in there and fill the gaps? Are you supposed to make the tackle? Like, explain to us how it's supposed to work.
Well, I mean, the thing that's tough is, well, first and foremost, I'm always going to say I got to do better. You know what
right.
I mean? But as a defensive tackle, there's going to be some games where I got the pill, and the pill gets passed around the defense. Last week, I think Benjamin St. Juice had the pill with his matchup with Mike Evans. We all know how great Mike Evans could be, and he had the pill. This week, I think some of the pill was on us and playing double teams, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Every game is not going to be a game where it might not be a big number, but, you know, my job is to go out there and make sure these double teams aren't getting me knocked back and try to make opportunities for other people. And, you know, that just is what it is. Obviously, there's some plays I wish I could have back and I wish I could have made. But, you know, all in all, every game someone's going to have to fill. And it was a little bit on, you know, the D-line this game. And it is what it is. We'll gladly take that pressure.
Jonathan, this is just a strange game because not only did the 7 field goals win it for you, but the opening kick where Austin takes it to the house, it's called back because of the penalty. But Graham Gano hurts his hamstring. Right, which dictated for the rest of the game how the Giants, you know, with their decision making in the red zone, and in scoring chances. So, I mean, you had the 7 field goals on your end, and then their kicker on the other end is out for the entire game. and then they have to go for that fourth down instead of kick a field goal, and Neighbors drops it. I mean, this was just – you guys got some huge breaks there, but it was just a strange game.
Were you aware of that, Jonathan? Like constantly thinking, like, typically you're in the mode that, okay, it's third and long. You know, I know everyone goes for stuff now, but we're probably going to force a punt here or they're going to kick a field goal. Was it always present in your mind that it was in the second half and throughout that game, it was basically four down territory in a lot of ways for them?
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely was present. It was a little weird. There was a couple of times where on fourth down, I'm running on the running off the field, and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. They might go for it. They got to, you know what I mean? So that definitely happened to me a couple of times where I kind of forgot that they were in that situation. I had to wait, hold on, let me go back out there. And,
right.
But, you know, I just think it's good for us to be able to be in a weird game like that and come out on the other end this time. I feel like too many times in the past, we'd be in a weird game and we'd fall just short. So, you know. I know people aren't going to make a big deal out of it because the Giants, quote unquote, but at the end of the day, whenever you win a divisional game in the second game of the season, that's huge. I mean, every game counts, and a divisional game counts for a game and a half. So, you know, we're excited. Obviously, a lot of things that we want to clean up. We're nowhere near playing where we want to, but at the end of the day, it's better to learn these lessons after a win as opposed to after a loss.
Joined by Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen from your Commanders. We were talking about this off air, and I want to play a game with you. You guys have had five kickers in the last year. How many can Jonathan Allen name?
Please don't make me play that game.
Let's put you on the spot, Jonathan.
Well, your current kicker is who?
Don't make me play that game.
Oh, you don't even know Austin?
It doesn't matter.
He got the game.
He doesn't care.
He's got a silly leg.
It's just some nerd kicking balls.
He kicked seven field goals.
I don't care about that guy. Some ex-soccer player.
Did you talk to that guy after the game and give him props?
Well, of course I did. Gave him a congratulations, and I thought it was really cool for him to have a moment that he's going to be able to talk to his kids about one day.
Right.
Anytime he kicks seven field goals, that's absolutely huge. You know, obviously we would like to punch those in the end zone, but you know what? It is what it is.
Can you name one kicker you've ever worked with?
Well, of course, Justin Hopkins.
All right. Yeah.
He knows the punter. He's got to know the punter. He's been here for
He definitely knows Tress. Everybody knows Tress.
All right, it's time now for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. Will it be easier to sack Joe Burrow this week on Monday Night Football because he's not shifty like Baker or Daniel Jones? That's from Mike from Alexandria.
You know, the thing that's tough about that is it doesn't always come down to the shiftiness. It comes down to multiple things. It comes down to their game plan. Are they getting the ball out quick? Are they max proing? Then on top of that, you got to look at a quarterback's footwork. I've seen Tom Brady have some phenomenal footwork in the pocket and make a lot of guys miss. So it's not just about your athleticism. It's about your footwork and being able to make sudden movements in the right time and having a good feel for pocket presence. So, I mean, Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for a reason. So it's always going to be a challenge to get to the quarterback because you hope they call the right play. You got to beat your man. DB's on the back end, got to cover. He can't be able to go to his first read. Then you get to the quarterback, you can't hit him too high, you can't hit him too low. You can't put all your pressure on him, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that go into it, but we'll be ready.
Hey, I got to ask you about Jamin being scratched, and healthy inactive or whatever, healthy scratch. Were you guys surprised by that? Do you expect to see Jamin this week? Was that just kind of like a weird numbers game because of maybe some guys they called up from the practice squad? Because I still haven't heard an official report on why that happened.
You know, one thing I know about the NFL is you can't get caught up in the numbers game. And the thing that sucks is sometimes things happen that aren't in your favor, not because of your play, but because of needs elsewhere on the team. So, I mean, I don't know if I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't find out he wasn't playing until the day of the game.
Right.
But, you know, that's the thing about being a pro. You got to be ready whenever it happens. So, you know.
So how are you feeling about the game on Monday night against Cincinnati? Because, you know, they got a legit receiver. I mean, you kind of already talked about it. They got a great quarterback. They had the Chiefs beat. I thought their defensive coordinator made a bad call by just rushing three guys against Mahomes. I think they should have rushed more guys, but they got the pass interference, last second field goal. How are you feeling about this game on a Monday night out in Cincinnati?
I'm excited. I'm ready to play. You know, we all know it's a week-to-week league, so we're ready to get this preparation, you know, started and looking forward to continuing this momentum in the next week.
Does it change your – I mean, you're a pro, so you're going to go as hard as you can always every week. But in the back of your mind, does it affect you when you hear that, like, everyone's picking the Bengals? How does that impact your brain?
To be honest, I couldn't care less. I stopped caring what the media had to say about this team and about me so long ago. So, I mean,
as zero Coach impact. Saying,
as Coach Saban says, it's all rat poison anyway.
Rat
because
poison.
The minute we
rat
good, we're rat poison. Hey, don't matter to me.
You're a couple games in. It's maybe tough for us to tell as fans, but what is the difference in philosophy defensively from Joe Witt's defense as compared to the defenses the last couple of years? Like, what should we be looking for that's different?
I would say we're more aggressive, we're more attacking. And I think the thing about our defense that I love is we preach flying around and physicality. So the way our linebackers just fly around and hit people is so fun to watch and honestly so fun to be a part of.
Well, you definitely saw that with Luvu. I mean, he was flying around.
He was shot out of a cannon this past weekend.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Hope to see more of that. Jonathan, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. Best of luck in Cincinnati. And congrats again on the new arrival coming in a few months. It's awesome.
Sweet. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Talk to you again next week. That's Jonathan Allen from the Commanders, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com. You'll get more information there. Will Dawkins will join us. He's the GM of the Wizards. He'll be on the show at 9:40. When we come back, Eric Bickle will entertain us with the EP. We'll do that next here on The Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from the Monumental Sports Network studios in downtown D.C. We got out of our box today. Mm. We're in a different spot. We love it. It's amazing. It's awesome.
So we did just put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. This one was from Drab. Which studio do you like better on TV?
I mean, this looks better. This looks spectacular.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm used to just being in a grungy, dark studio.
I would
studio.
Assume this one's going to win in a runaway.
I mean, this looks spectacular.
You would think.
I don't know. I can't speak
for
the listeners.
It should be no comparison.
You would think.
Yeah.
Like, but the early voting is just a couple minutes leaning towards our old digs.
That's because people are used to our routine. That's why. They don't like new.
Right.
Okay.
No.
They can't accept change.
Hey. And every time I come in here, I'm just blown away by the signage and everything. It's just incredible.
Can we give props to our boy Kevin Davis and the Fairfax County Police Department for finally arresting Brendan Banfield? Brendan, you are the dumbest person on the planet. Brendan Banfield, you are an idiot.
Well, he's allegedly
for a
murderer.
For trying to devise a plan with you and your stupid au pair to try and convince the cops that your wife was going on Instagram or on social media and was trying to attract guys, strangers, and like to have sex at knife point. You thought that you idiot, you thought that you were going to get away with that? You are so stupid. Anyway, props to Kevin Davis. They finally arrested Brendan Banfield. He's going down. The au pair's going down. And, of course, he murdered his wife, Christine Banfield, and another guy, Joseph Ryan.
He allegedly murdered them.
He did, but whatever.
Jason's been really into that case.
It's an unbelievable case.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on Dateline. But the fact that this idiot thought he was going to be able to get away with it just blows my mind.
Well, people do it all the time.
I know.
There was this one in Massachusetts or whatever that everyone's been following. I think there's a local one here in, like, Manassas or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people are crazy.
They are.
But what made that one intriguing is just the whole swinger aspect of
it. I know why you're intrigued.
Yes. That's why everyone was intrigued.
You got that gleam in your eye.
I'm not a swinger, Cakes.
I didn't say you were.
You know that my wife was wearing this – she wears gold or whatever, and she was wearing this gold necklace, and she's probably worn it for 2 years. I've never noticed it, right? But I've noticed it at dinner that she had a pine cone. On it, like a gold pine cone pendant.
Okay.
And I looked at it and I go,
you thought it was a pineapple?
No. I said, why are you wearing a pine cone? Like, it didn't even make sense to me. And I don't know. She said, well, it's the time of year or something.
It's almost fall.
And then there was someone there and they said, is it a pine cone or is it an upside down pineapple? And then she started laughing.
Okay.
And I got that reference.
Yeah.
I don't think my wife
She
did.
Was just fake laughing.
No. No I don't chance. Think my wife got that reference.
No chance she understood the reference.
What percentage of people you think understand the upside down pineapple, Cakes?
Hold on. The pineapple has to be upside down?
I think.
I was unaware of this.
10%.
Why does it have to be upside down?
10% or less.
It doesn't have to. My understanding is that's
so if I go to a restaurant and I order pineapple upside down cake, which I believe is a real thing.
If you go to,
they're going to think I'm a swinger.
If you go to somebody's house and they have a pineapple sign upside down, then that means they're swingers.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to bump it down.
Of those.
I'm bumping it down to 1%.
1%.
Because I told you this. I went to a dinner party the day that the Hawk Tua thing went viral.
Yeah.
And all the husbands knew Hawk Tua, and none of the wives knew it.
Yeah.
Well, completely unaware.
Yeah. It depends on your algorithm. It was all over my algorithm.
Of course it was. You loved it.
All right. No, I actually find it annoying. All right. Do you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment, Cakes?
Would love that. That'd be fantastic.
I do know it's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. May not be the most interesting man in the world. He is to me. But my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW of Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% of most X Series models. I've got the X5. Absolutely love it. For a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They got new vehicles, used vehicles, electric, military discounts, all that great stuff.
Is this going to be the Diddy page?
Well, I think we should lead off with Diddy, don't you think?
I guess so. He's actually been arrested.
Hold on. You're not leading off with Perry Farrell?
We could talk about that, but I think this is bigger.
Okay, all right.
I think this is bigger.
What an idiot Perry Farrell is.
He is, and I'll get to that.
Good thing they weren't booked for the HF Festival this weekend. That would have been awkward.
What is he doing?
Who is he? He's the lead singer of Jane's Addiction,
right?
The lead singer from Jane's Addiction.
He started to fight one of the greatest guitar players ever on stage.
Yeah, you saw them perform at the festival 20 years ago.
Yep, you sure did.
Don't have a huge file.
I was on stage.
It's like Cakes remembering being in these studios. I know it was different. It was in Bethesda. like 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, I remember that set vividly. I was really excited to see
Perry Farrell's just an old crotchety, you know, grump.
Well, probably a drug addict.
Probably.
Yeah, or alcoholic. But, yeah, he attacked Dave Navarro, who I'm sure you remember. Like, I think he dated Carmen Electra at one time.
Yeah, they were married.
Maybe
had a TV show for a while with her.
He might have. I don't know.
Some sort of MTV show. He took a reality show.
He took a swing at him. And the band had to break it up. They had to end the concert. And then they ended their tour. This was like their reunion tour.
Yeah, they pulled the plug.
Tour. they hadn't done it in like 15 years.
Salty Dog
Cafe. I don't blame Dave Navarro. I hope Dave Navarro was the guy who decided to end it.
I don't know. But Perry did finally apologize
and
say he takes responsibility for his actions. They're saying he's been pushed mentally. And I don't know.
Poor Perry.
Nobody's mentioning
it. Was it Dave Navarro's fault that he couldn't hear?
No. Dave Navarro was sitting there playing guitar,
minding
his business, playing the song, and Perry Farrell starts shouting at him and then gets up in his face, bumps him, takes a swing at him. Perry Farrell, he couldn't
he's
hurt a
70
fly.
Years old.
He weighs a buck 20, and he's been fronting alt-rock bands for 40 years. You think that guy can fight?
Yeah.
No. Well, he still might have been able to connect if he has a stationary target.
No, somebody got in between them before his
the
punch could land.
The guys got up on the stage right away.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, but so, yeah, that's the Jane's Addiction story for you. But I thought the P. Diddy story was actually bigger. Sean Diddy Combs, he's gone through various nicknames from Puff Daddy, Puffy, now it's Diddy.
His music has sucked under all of his nicknames. Just so you know. You could disagree all day long. That's
he was
fine.
Arrested at a New York City hotel on Monday amidst a federal sex trafficking investigation. Of course, all of these horrible allegations have come out from various women over the last 6 months or so. And remember, his house was raided. I think it was that the house in Florida or was that the house in California?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But he put one of his homes up for sale. I think maybe his Beverly Hills home or something for $61 million.
So wait a second. The fact that he's been arrested, you're a conspiracy theorist. Weren't you the guy who was saying they're not arresting Diddy because he's some sort of CIA agent or something?
Well, until he becomes of no use anymore. See, I think his cover's already been blown. He's of no use.
You still believe he was working for the CIA or FBI?
I'm sure he was an asset
Of course.
Yeah. There's a million assets out there. I believe that.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
He's not useful anymore to them. So now he has to go down. And some people say he better watch his back because he knows a lot of stuff. We've all heard about the Diddy parties. You know, I'd always heard about a Diddy party, but I didn't know that they were so nefarious.
I'd never heard of a Diddy party until you mentioned it.
I had no idea about Diddy parties.
We've all heard of these Diddy parties.
Well, because he would have these famous parties, but I didn't know what was going on at them. I just thought they were like, you know, a famous person having a party. But his parties were way more involved.
All right,
what was the
recent arrest about?
Well, sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking.
You know,
okay.
He's even got some guys that have claimed that he kind of forced them to have sex, and various women saying he was sort of forced, pimped out to have sex. So there's a lot going on there. He apparently voluntarily flew out to New York knowing he was going to be arrested at any point. And his lawyers are trying to negotiate with him. Then they say that Diddy is far from perfect. He's no angel, but they say he's not a criminal. So we'll see.
Hey,
that
Diddy's
looks like
stupid.
The defense are going.
He was beating up his girlfriend in the hotel lobby.
That looked pretty criminal to me.
Yeah, how's he not a criminal?
I would say probably a criminal.
Yeah.
Hey, Diddy should be hanging out with Roman Polanski right now.
Yeah,
go to a country with no extradition.
Fleeing overseas.
Yes.
Listen,
what is he doing?
I don't even know how Polanski has done that. Like, I don't even get that. Because couldn't we just go over there and grab his butt if we really wanted to?
I don't know how any of that works.
I don't know either.
Over my head.
I think they're like... Are there like two countries that in the world that you? That
Where is Roman Polanski hiding out? Does anybody even know?
I think he's like in France or something. I mean, I don't know.
Somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
There's no extradition from France to the United
it's
States.
The most bizarre thing ever.
It seems like a loophole if that's the case.
It's so bizarre. Yeah, I don't get it. We can fly into like Pakistan and kill Bin Laden, but we can't just go grab Polanski?
Killing Bin Laden, way more important. I mean, Polanski, what he did was terrible, but killing Bin Laden, higher priority.
By the way, did you see he was at Sup Dogs?
Who was at Sup Dogs?
The guy that killed Bin Laden. What's his name?
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I saw J.D. Vance was at Sup Dogs. I didn't know the dude that popped Bin Laden
was
there.
Yes, he was there.
But good for
my
Brett.
God, I didn't know Brett. Vance.
You kill Bin Laden, you get free hot dogs.
You kill Bin Laden, you have orange crushes for life. It's Brett. You're an American hero. You shouldn't have to pay taxes either.
I had no idea.
Is that Robert O'Neill?
Yes, yeah, he was at Subs.
That guy's an American hero.
Stared at
Robert
Subs.
O'Neill.
That guy should have an oceanfront mansion and never pay taxes because he is an American hero.
Brett has built a monster.
Yes, he has.
Everybody built a swings monster. By. If they're on TV, the announcers will always mention Sup Dogs. You know, on the ESPN broadcast.
Right.
He's got the distillery now, which is killing it.
I'm a business mogul.
Yeah. He's got Shaq coming to concerts year after year now.
Doggy jams.
Is there some way I could profit off this? I don't think there
is.
I
doubt it. You're trying to piggyback on it?
I'm just going
to
get some free gear.
You could just get some free vodka.
Yeah, I got plenty of vodka.
Just like I will from my boys over at Open Road.
All right,
free bottles, my friend.
Shakira is in the news. She apparently is calling out a fan. Cakes? I'm not going to slander you. Did you see what the allegations were?
No, I have skirt photo, right?
She's calling out a fan for filming up her dress during a music video.
Why would you slander me to the point you're even thinking of copying me to a guy who does upskirt videos and or photos?
I don't know.
That's reprehensible.
Have you ever seen, they're trying to show still images. It's very difficult to see what's going on. But have you ever seen, there are viral videos of, one guy in particular. I think he was, at a Walmart.
Yeah.
And he literally sneaks up underneath and he puts his, he thinks he's being surreptitious. He thinks he's being sneaky.
Yeah.
And she totally calls him out on it and he starts running.
Well, hopefully he got the beat down from somebody because it's criminal. It's awful.
What's that show that they show on, ABC? I think it's ABC.
What would you do?
I brought this up.
Yeah.
They had a guy, an actor, who was doing the creepy shots of hot women doing workouts.
Oh, no.
And then you would see how the gym would react.
Sure.
As he would just have his cell phone.
Right.
It wasn't upskirt, but he would, see some chick
like a woman's bending over
moves,
in Lululemons, and he's like,
exactly.
Right up there. Yeah, it was just, what are you doing?
And then you see people staring at him, and then after a couple minutes, they're finally brave enough, like, what are you doing?
All right, well, since we're just doing the creepy page, here's another one. This is actually hysterical to me. So Ben Affleck, in the news again, apparently he wanted to arrange, these Hollywood actors and actresses, they always want these photo ops. He wanted a photo op where he and J-Lo were having lunch somewhere together, and it seemed like,
they're reconciling.
Well, not necessarily reconciling, but that they didn't hate each other.
Right.
Okay, so he sets up this lunch. He wanted to meet her. They meet at the Beverly Hills Hotel to show that they're still friends and that, whatever.
Hey, it's Brett. Come to Greenville. They're co-parenting.
But apparently they're saying when they got there, Ben kind of was even surprised himself. He couldn't keep his hands off her.
He got sized.
He got sized for J-Lo.
Horny Ben. Couldn't control himself.
He's still horny for her.
Sex.
I don't know.
Ben, come on. Keep it in your pants already. What are you doing?
They say he couldn't keep her hands off her at the brunch.
Unbelievable.
Stop it already, Ben.
Can you blame him? Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we'll be joined in studio by Will Dawkins, Wizards GM. So looking forward to talking to him. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Junkies coming to you live from downtown D.C. We're in the Monumental Sports Network studios. Happy to be joined by Will Dawkins, Washington Wizards general manager. This will be a less awkward exchange than the last time I saw you when I was in the box, in the suite at a Wizards game. I did a quick hello, and then I scurried off and hid in the bathroom for a little bit. Everybody else is talking to you forever, and then I didn't re-engage with you. Good to see you again.
Appreciate
I'm not going to make it weird this time.
Can we get at least handshake?
Yeah,
there you go.
Good to see you. Yes.
Were you intimidated by his greatness?
No. He does exude greatness, but I wasn't intimidated by it. I just wanted to get a quick hello and then let everybody else talk.
I think everybody was eating, having a good time.
time, yeah. and I just popped in on you guys.
Yeah. But it's well, the truth is, Cakes doesn't like people. He has a reputation as being nice, but he doesn't like people.
Yeah, I mean,
he said before when he used to park in the same place. No, we used to park in a parking lot that if he saw somebody on the sidewalk near us, he would cross the street to avoid small talk.
That's some social anxiety.
What was the aversion?
Social anxiety. That's all. That's all it is.
I couldn't tell. You've always been good to me.
Thank
so
you.
I appreciate that.
He loves to talk when he's got the microphone in front of him. Anybody else, he'll like to talk.
He gets paid to talk.
Exactly.
He's volunteering to talk. There we go.
All right. What does a general manager do on a day like today? Like for regular fans, we have no idea. Like, what are you doing today?
Yeah. So September, we're about 2 weeks away from training camp. We have a lot of our guys in town, which is great. Like, they're volunteering on their own coming in. So you get to watch a little bit of that. Fortunately, it's HBCU week that we're putting on for Monumental. So I get to go to Howard and speak to them and join a panel there. And then we're trying to finish up hiring some staffing. We have some family services people coming into town that we're interviewing. So a lot of stuff on the day-to-day, trying to make sure we're ready to go once training camp starts.
How often or how long are the guys working out before? Because camp starts October 1, so you got a couple more weeks.
Yep.
How long do they work out now?
So obviously, the summertime, they kind of control their own agenda and kind of what they do. We've been really fortunate. Half the team's been here since August.
Right.
And after Labor Day, we've had like 90-95% of the guys in here. So they come in, do their own thing. If they want to play pickup on some days, they play. They organize it. But they're on the court 45 minutes to an hour just working on their individual game and also getting the
drills and stuff.
So,
yeah.
You don't want to burn out too early, but they want to be in town and get used to the gym, and the camaraderie piece is more important than anything.
If Cakes was a GM, he wouldn't let them do other activities. He's always talked about
what
this.
Type of activity?
I mean, I think he's going to be team Cakes here.
Like jet skiing and all that.
Right. How about downhill skiing?
No.
You want Alex Saar on skis going down?
17 years from now.
Killington, Vermont? I don't think so.
Saar could do that.
How about surfing?
Believe it or not, a lot of that stuff's in their contract.
Thank you.
Really?
Yes, thank you.
There's a lot of exclusions on that type of stuff.
Will, come on. We're smart.
Sure.
This guy.
You got to protect him. Yeah. Protect them from themselves.
You know what it is? In other sports, he doesn't like guys even playing pickup basketball.
Football players. Yeah.
Right. Because you can snap your ankle like that playing pickup hoops.
But those football athletes are different.
They're amazing.
They're built different. Yeah. And their off seasons are so long. They got to fill it with something.
That's true.
So how excited can I be? I just temper my expectations. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't like rebuild. I kind of like going to the playoffs. But everyone said, we got to rebuild. All right. So we're going to rebuild.
Yep.
What can we – I think your draft, by the way, was fantastic.
I appreciate you.
I had no idea. But then I watched the summer. I was like, whoa, this Bub kid.
You love Bub Carrington.
Dude, he's the real deal.
He looks
tough.
Legit.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, and then the George guy is Keyshawn. Like, oh, he's – yeah, he Keyshawn's can play.
Saar
like,
didn't
he,
miss a lot of shots, to be honest.
But he's the guy.
Talk about that too. Yeah.
But he's the guy that you're least worried about. It's like
correct.
The bottom
correct.
Of the draft. I was like, whoa. Yeah. That was a really good draft.
I appreciate that.
You know, they haven't done anything yet in the real games, but that was my blink.
I appreciate that.
So – but what can we expect? Because I'm ready to go win 50.
Yeah.
But what's
gonna
realistic?
It's going to take a while.
All right.
Take a while.
What's realistic? Set the expectations.
I think first, thank you for saying that. What we wanted to do this summer was make a lot of cultural deposits into the organization. And I think we did that starting with the hiring of Brian Keefe and him meticulously taking time and building his staff. Once you learn those guys, all those guys have been lead player development guys at other places. And now they're kind of assistant coaching. So we're building a culture of development. And with that, last year was year one of the rebuild. As you know, you got to pull it down, build the foundational habits, and then build it back up. And I think we're still in the foundational building part.
So what's that mean?
Did your guys hit their three goals? I remember you said before the season last year that you gave each player three individual goals. How did they fare on those?
I'm
sure they changed throughout the season.
So some of the guys hit it midway through the season. You have to evolve the goal. Sometimes we set it too high and we got to pull it back a little bit. So that's the part of measuring quarterly.
What about the defensive goals they were hitting?
No,
those?
As a team, we didn't hit many of those.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. Like individually, a lot of them checked the boxes, but our team goals we didn't. And that's what we spent a lot of the summer on, just being a little bit more competitive, defensive rebounding, things like that.
So let's go through some of the players. EB was highlighting them kind of in general. But
okay.
You draft Alex Saar, number two. We got to see him in the summer league, and I was joking. He missed a lot of shots.
You're good.
One thing I will say is he gets to his spots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks comfortable getting to his spots.
And the stroke looks fine. It'll be fine.
He's 7-1. He's a defensive player first. I think we saw that. Would he like to have some of those games back in summer league? Yeah. It was 5 months since he played 5-on-5 last in February, so we're not going to be too wrapped up into four games of Summer League, especially when you saw and you actually break down the tape, the good things he did, how he got to his spots, how he moved the ball.
I thought they were good looks.
Yeah. We're not too worried about that. The offense is going to come. I'm excited for what he's going to be 3-4 years down the line. We're not too worried about those three.
Even though he's only 19, he's been playing professional ball since like 15 or earlier. Like, you probably didn't have to worry about him being a pro. Like he's been doing it already.
The professional habits that he has, we're going to improve upon those. But someone that wants to take the chance to leave home at 14, play in Spain, then try something different in America, playing for OTE, then go all the way to Australia, he's got to have a lot of different experiences and a lot of confidence that
you'll see him fight through. What are the professional habits that you're talking about?
He just knows how to prepare for his body. He knows what goes into winning. Like, he's a vocal defensive player. It's hard to see 18, 19-year-olds talking.
How much are you into the guy's nutrition? Like, we always hear these stories about some of these guys who have just terrible diets, right? And at 19, 20, you can get away with it.
Wasn't it years ago when Embiid, like, people went in and saw his refrigerator, they're like, oh, you're eating just garbage. Yeah. Then they bought him all the fresh vegetables, loaded up his fridge, and then 2 weeks later, everything was rotten. He hadn't eaten any of it.
True story. I had 2 Twinkies this morning.
Very good.
And a breakfast burrito.
Bodies in the temple.
I'm not kidding. I had 2 Twinkies.
But you don't have to go out there and play like they do.
No. I'm good. I'm good.
Sue Sanders does a really good job. She's our team nutritionist of teaching them what's right from day one. Obviously, you take their blood testing and make sure they're getting the right things that they need. But these guys are pros. They come in. They're getting meals delivered to their houses and prepared so that their body's ready to go. It's when we first came into the league 16, 17 years ago, we were happy to get like Chipotle and McDonald's.
Right.
And now these guys are eating 3 times a day, professional chefs.
Impressive. How good can Sarr be this year in your eyes?
I wouldn't put limitations on him, to be honest with you. I think he's someone that by the end of the season, you'll be like, okay, that was different. Really? He'll have his moments throughout the beginning of the year, both negative and positive, but the stuff he can do on the floor long term, I think you guys are going to be pretty excited.
What about Bilal? Mm. Bilal is my guy. Yeah. You may have discovered him a little bit before me, but he's my guy.
It was right now, around that same time.
There are two schools of thought here. There's one person sitting at this table who just wants Bilal to be like a 20-point scorer already, wants him to be instant impact. There's another person, a more rational person, that knows that it's going to take some time to develop him, that it's going to take some more experience, more time in the NBA game. What do you think of year one? What should people expect in year two and beyond?
Productive year one. When he was coming in, the year before, he wasn't even playing in Pro A in France at the beginning of the season. He was playing in the second division, and then by the end was playing starter minutes in the playoffs. And it was the same for us. We didn't know what we were to expect last year. By the end of the season, he was starting and getting more minutes. If he didn't have that wrist injury, I think those last 16 games would have been huge for him in terms of just making plays, seeing a little bit more on the offensive end. But he's had a great summer. Physically, when you guys see him, he's filled out. But the experience he had playing for France, winning a silver medal, going over there and really competing, getting those opportunities. He played in that final. He played in that final. I went over there and saw him play in some of those games and not play. But when they had to play against the NBA and the USA team, they put him out there and he defended. He was playing deep into the fourth quarter. So that experience, and then when you see his face come back. It's important.
It's just that my theory, is that the rookies that become stars in the league, and he can be a good quality player, that they generally will have more offensive flashes early on. And we didn't see much of that. Maybe one game where he got to like 20 points. So I don't know what type of offensive player he'll be down the road.
Yeah, I think he's still figuring that out too. He's young. He's 19. But the progress for him, we knew he was going to be a defensive player first. But you'll see him with the ball a little bit more, getting downhill. And physically, once his shoulders grow into and that contact, I think he'll be able to kind of add more to the scoreboard too.
So we can't bank on wins. This is what am I looking at? So am I trying to say how many guys do we have that are going to be a part of this in 3 years? what are the metrics that fans can be looking for?
Yeah, I think the measurables are a lot of individual right now. In terms of team metrics, things we're looking for, just being more competitive, being in more games, having a joy of camaraderie. We're trying to establish a style of play that will last. Not just right now, but kind of where we want to go. So hopefully we try new things, try to be innovative, and come up with new ideas that we can use moving forward. But we still got a lot of time to continue to add to the team, and we'll add through the draft and free agency and trade moving forward. Try to be opportunistic.
It's all about a plan.
A plan.
A process.
It's a process. It's a plan.
Let it play out.
Now, look, 3 out of the 4 pro teams are going through that plan here.
That is true. It's a good point.
So we're kind of getting used to it.
Well, Will, thanks for the time, man. We know you're busy. October 1, camp starts, and then the season starts shortly thereafter, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season.
Are you guys going to come back to training camp?
Would love to.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Love to do it.
Yeah, I want to come sit on the wood. I need to talk to Will. I just need to go to a game and be on the wood.
Yeah. You want to talk to JV.
You need that experience. Oh,
JVS.
You started with Zach in the morning. That's who you should have started with. Zach was first. Yeah. You missed your opportunity
on that. Go to the
head of
the snake, right?
Go right to the top.
That's the way it works. All right, we got to get out of here. We are done for the day. Thanks again to Monumental Sports Network for having us out in their lavish new digs. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.